The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Here we are in the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, second and final hour, and I'm sure you're probably happy about that. But if you're going fishing today, it's not going to not require you to have a license today. Today and next Saturday, both, and then again on the 4th of July. So it's free fishing day. MD Maryland Department of Natural Resources invites anglers to experience our state's myriad waterways. I'm going to have to look that up, see if they used that correctly. Myriad waterways. What? What do you smile about?
Just to hear you say that word.
It's myriad?
Yes, it's one of those words that there are certain words that you hear that some people just find funny. And I find hearing the word myriad is just funny because you don't normally hear it in everyday speech.
You don't normally see it in a press release either.
There you go.
Anyway, to experience our state's myriad waterways... I applied for a press job at DNR twice and was passed over both times. My God. Anyway, during the license-free fishing days on June 1, June 8, and July 4th, these annual events allow everyone the chance to test their fishing skills or reinvigorate their love of fishing without needing a license, trout stamp, or resignation. Reinvigorate. Five-syllable word.
Exactly, and probably a two-penny word or a two-cent word would work.
Yeah. Maryland hosts this opportunity annually on the first two Saturdays in June and on the Independence Day holiday. An individual may catch and possess finfish in any tidal and non-tidal waters of Maryland as long as it's for recreational purposes. We're lucky to live in a state where you can fish in fresh, brackish, and salt water off and on the same day if you want, said Recreational Fishing Outreach Coordinator Eric Zlokovich. This opportunity allows recreational anglers to try their hand at something new before committing to a license. All anglers must follow the current size and catch limits. An online guide is available, and a printed version can be picked up at many service centers or local bait and tackle shops. Now, anglers are encouraged to submit their catches to the Maryland Angler's Log or compete in the new Fish Maryland competition. The department also has dozens of other resources to help new or experienced anglers, including angler access maps, click before you cast, and fish identification charts. So, what you need is an online course in the internet before you absolutely go fishing, because you can't go without checking in online, apparently. With all these resources that are available.
Well, it's the same thing with the Maryland hunting course.
Yeah, exactly. Anglers who decide to get or renew their license can do so either online or the department's mobile app or by phone or in person at any Maryland Department of Transportation Motor Vehicle Administration licensing center.
There's a copious amounts of licensing centers. That was the other word I think was...
Copious?
Copious.
Myriad and copious.
Copious and myriad.
I think I'm going to Google both of those for definitions and see what... Let me do it right now. Why not? I'll do voice. Define myriad. Copious. Define myriad. Myriad is innumerable number. Those myriad problems, also both numerous and diverse myriad topics, having innumerable aspects or elements in the myriad activity of the new land. Interesting. Copious. Let's see. Myriad. Myriad is a very great or a definitely great number of persons or things. So myriad waterways is a very great or innumerable. Innumerable. There you go. All right. I'm not going to define copious because it's not in the press release. So how about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd be more glad to hear from you. And there's our buddy Stan, the truck-driving man. Morning, Stan. How are you, bud?
Good morning, Mr. Alex.
What?
I believe the correct terminology would be a myriad of waterways.
Perhaps.
I didn't hear the of.
Nope.
My mother was an English teacher.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't write it. I just read it.
Okay, I'm really having problems with the audio on this phone, and I got to get back from multitasking to listen to my favorite show in the morning.
All right, we'll do that.
Could you tell me, please, exactly where that bag of donuts is?
The bag of donuts.
Yeah, the one you were supposed to leave at exit 16 for me on my way out to Frederick.
I don't know how you missed it.
All right. Well, I got to go back that way. I'll take another look.
Take another look. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mr. Allen.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye-bye. It takes a special breed to be a truck-driving man and a steady hand to pull that rig behind. That's our... I used to sing truck-driving songs for my own entertainment. I used to. I did. Dave Dudley used to sing all those songs he used to sing. I did.
I'm not doubting you.
No, I sang to my dad and our buddies on a salmon fishing trip to Lake Ontario one time. Entertained them when the fish weren't biting. Singing truck. Run away, I'm going down, down, down. Mm-hmm. Run away, dangerous curves all around. If I get out of this truck alive, there'll be one thing for sure. Ain't I gonna drive in big old trucks no more. Now, if you want to stop this, give us a call. Cease and desist, Alan. I'll call you, I promise.
We're holding you hostage.
Yeah, like City of Baltimore. Have they paid their ransom yet? Have they done a workaround on their? Have you seen this?
What, are you talking about the video from last Saturday?
No, I'm talking about Baltimore's...
Oh, the ransomware.
Yeah, the ransomware.
Yeah, I don't think they've resolved that issue.
I don't think they have either. You can't get online.
Nope. And apparently the city is losing like millions of dollars every day.
Sure.
Because, you know, they have to do everything online. You know, what happened to the good old days where you could walk up to a counter and give somebody stuff?
You mean like cash?
Yeah. What am I thinking?
Yeah. You know, the advent of the credit card, the plastic way to pay for things and on your phone and everything else, that's the wave of the future. That's going to make everything easier. Try going to your local convenience store and waiting for a millennial to put in his PIN number and swipe his card and then go to his phone and access his phone and turn the phone on towards the machine and do all that stuff, you know, for a $2.12 purchase. That'll be $2.12. Okay, hold on. Swipe the card. Wait for the thing to load up. Put the PIN number in. Wait for the thing to process. You know, I walk up. It's $2.12. Great. Here's 2 1/4. My change comes out. I'm good. I'm happy and I'm gone. I don't get it. Anyway, Odell in Lansdowne, please stop what?
Stop that singing. You're killing me.
Why? Why am I killing you? What do you want me to sing?
I'm cracking up. I drive a truck from Baltimore to Alta Vista, Virginia every night.
Oh, you do,
huh? Yeah, and I was cracking up. I run doubles.
I got it.
I think it was pretty funny.
Well,
I'm
multi-talented.
I know.
I can, you know. You want me to sing a truck driving song?
What would your mother say? Stick to your daytime job.
Thanks, Odell. I appreciate that. Well, you're right. Yeah. You know, you're right.
So. That's Southside Park.
Yeah.
A guy yesterday caught an 8.5-pound snakehead.
Southside Park, 8.5-pound snakehead. Not surprising.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, man. They're everywhere.
There's not a lot of bait fish down there.
What's that?
There's not a lot of bait fish coming in yet.
There's not.
No, because I used to cast in that, and I put braid out.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to get some silver LYs or something and cut them up.
Yeah.
Using for bait.
Yeah.
And, but I get about three or four. Usually I get, you know, a couple dozen by this time last year. But
right.
I guess just the way the water is.
Yeah, it's fresh water. Yeah. I'm working on an article right now on the NOAA site, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. There's a brand new, I guess it's pretty new, tool for Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you real-time water temperature, real-time salinity, real-time winds, real-time water depth. And it's a computer-generated thing based on satellite technology, and you can watch the screen change while you're looking at the site. You can see the differences in the water changes, you know, instantaneously right there in front of you in real time. It's called a NOWCAST, NOWCAST. What a great tool for people that want to be on the bay.
But they are catching catfish down there on Slim Jims.
Okay, Slim Jims.
Yep. Cut a piece of it off, just like you do your bait, you know, cut up.
Yeah.
You can have your tongue hooking out.
And yeah.
Old friend of mine, he's 72. He goes down there, Murphy Brown.
Yeah. Using Slim Jims.
Yeah, using Slim Jim. They calls me up because I didn't catch them. He says, hey, I'll give him fishing lessons Saturday morning, half price, come on down.
That's funny.
He started fishing 2 years ago.
That's funny. That's funny.
Because I got him in the fishing game, a couple fishing rods, and that's
how
he started.
Cool.
Yeah.
My grandson used to catch, he used to live on the water in East Baltimore, and he used to catch catfish on hot dogs.
Yeah, they do it there, too.
Yeah, a little chunk of hot dog, yep.
They got that tournament next Saturday at Lansdowne behind the high school next week.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually, kids get down there with hot dogs or something like that.
Yeah, it's a fishing rodeo in Hillcrest Park.
Yep. Yep, I was there last year, and I think I donate about 100 hot dogs and stuff for the kids.
Well, now, here's the thing. Now, did they eat it, or are they using them for bait?
Well, we fixed them after they got done. But
I see.
For bait.
Yeah, I got
it.
Well,
Kool-Aid in it, a little garlic or something like that, a little vanilla, give it a flavor. But, you know, that's just the way it is sometimes.
Clyde Sports Shop is sponsoring that, so we have to support Clyde Sports Shop as our sponsor, so we recommend it.
Yes, I do.
We recommend it.
The folks take pictures to them last year and give them to them.
Good. Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I stepped on you.
My wife said I talk too damn much.
Well, it's talk radio.
Yeah. It's
my turn.
I listen to you all the time. But, you know, Clyde, they had that call in that one of your, you know, fish number, 2-4-FISH.
No, it broke down. Broke down.
It broke down?
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to fix it.
Because I was just in there, and Phil got a kick out of my grandson. He's 14, so we're going to get, he went to get an 8-pound bag of ice, and they're watching one of the video, and they're all cracking up there because he went into the freezer, climbed inside of it, set the door behind him, get a bag of ice. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I enjoyed your show.
I appreciate that, Odell. Thanks so much.
I enjoy everything you do. And you and the missus, she there today?
Nope, she's not. Oh. If she would be, you would have heard her. But I'm hearing from her.
Yeah, I just turned the radio on.
Yeah, she said that. She said that you and Stan are correct about my singing.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife come back quit singing and hold a tune in a bucket over my head.
I got it.
Well, thank you for the work you do, and you have a blessing.
I appreciate it, Odell. Thank you so much. Take care.
I'm going to get the kids and take them fishing.
Go, 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 go. Free fishing day. See ya.
Yep.
There goes Odell. My turn. Since Clyde's is a sponsor of the Kids Fishing Rodeo, we do recommend that you stop in there for your bait before you go fishing. You know, if you get a peeler, cut up a peeler, you get 20 some baits if you do it correctly, and catfish love peelers, love them. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
What's going on, buddy?
I figured I had to call in to save us listeners from you're singing and dead air and.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be tricky.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, just on the fishing side, you know that you in Wyoming, you can't use a firearm to catch fish.
In Wyoming?
Yeah.
Really? You can't use a firearm to catch fish. Well, that reminds me of a story, actually. I used to have a customer up on the Juniata River, up above Harrisburg. And I looked at the guy one time. He was a truck driver and a good guy. Liked working with him, talking to him. And he never stood up. You know, he just sat there on his chair the whole time. I guess he got used to sitting down, being in the truck and so forth. But I walked in and I said to him, I hear they're catching some muskies up here. He goes, yup. A few words. I said, what's the best bait for muskies? Well, the guy, no, that's not what I said. I said, what do the guys around here use for the big muskies? He goes, 30-06. So, anyway, 30-06 for muskies. So, but in Wyoming, that would be tough. Yeah, well, you know that in Alaska, you are not allowed to conceal your slingshot. Yes, you have to get a license to have a concealed slingshot in Alaska. Did you know that?
Strange hunting and fishing laws.
Strange hunting and fishing laws. Now, Bigfoot. Now, yeah. If you're up there in Western Maryland, and all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there waiting for turkey or a deer or a bear, and here comes a Sasquatch or Bigfoot, what do you do?
They probably say hi. It's a neighbor.
I'm going to go throw some bottles at a dead deer. Maybe. Whatever you call them, you know, the man, the myth, the legend, whatever you want to call them, in the state of Washington, it is illegal to harass a Sasquatch. Now, I wonder what happens to these TV shows when they go to these various places. If you go out at night and you're doing the Sasquatch call and you're knocking, you know, throwing rocks and hitting trees with limbs and stuff, is that considered harassment of a Sasquatch? Are you allowed to use, like, night vision cameras to try and catch one?
Give them some beef jerky.
They do like that beef jerky, no question. Yeah. In California, it is illegal to hunt them. Because of the legal definitions of huntable game in Texas, you may feel free to hunt him in Texas. But just like you said, they don't know. There's no definition here whether it's legal to bait him with beef jerky. So in New York, they're allowed to photograph Bigfoot, but they're not allowed to hunt him.
You know, and Charles Rodney needs to be aware of this. And, you know, he can't take a picture of a rabbit from January to April.
Really? Without an official permit?
That's right.
And that's in Wyoming?
Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. What do they do for the Easter Bunny? I mean, why has nobody ever set up a trail camera inside their house to catch a picture of Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy? Can we answer that question, Chuck?
I can't answer that for you.
Is it illegal to set up a trail camera inside? We don't know. We don't know. You are not allowed in West Virginia and in Tennessee, if you don't bag your game, you may pick up a roadkill and take it home. In Alabama, you're not allowed to hunt with a flamethrower. I'm not sure that's why the law was written like that, but I think the law that says you're not allowed to hunt with the aid of fire or smoke.
Yeah.
Now, in the marshes of Dorchester County, I don't know. They like to burn that marsh off, don't they? You ever been down there when they're burning a marsh?
Off in the distance, yep.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The property I hunt down there, one of the trappers burned off the marsh one time. I guess it makes it easier for them to get around and to find their traps and so forth. Burned off the marsh without telling the landowner. And burned down a tree stand. Landowner was not happy. So the guy doesn't have the trapping rights anymore, unfortunately.
Hey, just remember, if you're ever deer hunting,
yeah,
in North Dakota, don't fall asleep with shoes on.
Do what?
It's illegal to lie down and fall asleep with your shoes on in North Dakota.
In North Dakota.
When you're out hunting deer.
When you're deer hunting, you cannot fall asleep with your shoes.
It's illegal anyway. We get any kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's illegal anywhere, but you can't do it when you're out hunting.
Well, here's something that did happen in Pennsylvania years and years ago during the bear season. A hunter apparently was sitting down with his feet up and, you know, on a bear hunt, and someone shot him through the sole of his foot because they thought it was a bear's ear. So they took the shot, hoping that they would kill the bear. Wound up killing a fellow hunter. So maybe I can see some reason for that.
Yeah.
But I have fallen asleep in a deer stand. That's why I always wear my harness when I'm in the ladder, you know, or my climber.
Right. I've nodded off in the blind.
Oh, yeah, no question. It's not bad when you're a ground blind. You can only fall so far.
Well, it is if you fall asleep and start to fall off your seat.
Yeah. The very first year I hunted the Howard County Deer Management Program, I think it was the second day I had hunted there, I fell asleep in the stand. The hunt ends at 11 o'clock, and I didn't show up. And Phil Norman and who else was with him? Gig Young came out looking for me. They knew what stand I was in. They came out looking for me. And I hear somebody yelling at me. I'm like, what? I woke up. And, what's going on? Mr. Ellis, it's 11:30. You're not out. Oh, geez. I'm sorry. I fell asleep. They got a good laugh out of it. I was embarrassed. So, anyway. Well, look, you're leaving tomorrow, right?
Yep, leaving tomorrow. Going up to Michigan to visit some of Diane's family. But
right.
Making a stop in Toledo. So that Monday morning I'll be presenting a longtime supporter of the PCBA with honorary left membership.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
He's a gentleman it's going to be his 91st birthday next month, so I give him an early birthday present.
Well, that's very nice. That is very nice. So
he's probably in the course of he's involved with the Mudjaw Bowman up in northwest Ohio and southern Michigan, and he has promoted the PCBA numerous times. He's probably signed up over 24, 30 members over the course of time.
Right,
his involvement. So
that's cool. That's cool.
So
interesting.
Doing that, and then I have to pick Diane up at the airport. She unfortunately has to go to a funeral in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Yeah.
On Monday, she had an uncle that died over the Memorial Day weekend. So
there's
the funeral on Monday. So she's flying to Florida in the morning and then to Detroit in the afternoon or in the evening, and I'm picking her up at midnight.
Got it. Wow. You're busy. Busy man. So, Sparky just checked in, by the way. Bow hunters in New Hampshire must put their name and address on all their arrows. You may not use trail cameras during the season in Montana. In Florida, it's illegal to molest a key deer. In Texas, it is illegal to shoot a buffalo from the second story hotel window.
Well, that makes sense. It's probably from the good old Western days.
Yeah. In Nebraska, it's illegal to hunt whales.
Well, at least I don't have to worry about somebody hunting me then.
Oh, that's funny. That's terrible. Yeah. It's illegal for a man to knit while fishing in New Jersey. It's also illegal to hunt whales in Utah. But In Arizona, you have to leave the camels alone. They're protected by law. And there are, well, there used to be camels in Arizona. I don't know if they still roam the West or not. So, all right, buddy. Well, you have a good trip, okay?
Yep. I'll just feel, about 10 minutes of time.
That's good. I liked it. Yep. So we're shooting a breeze.
Yep.
Take care, buddy.
See you later.
See ya. Bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got a question from David through email and ask if snakeheads would thin out the catfish population. I guess they would. I'm guessing that the catfish and snakeheads are probably co-competitors but, you know, I'm sure snakehead would eat catfish and catfish would eat snake, at least a fry, I would imagine. They're both opportunistic feeders. So, hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, here's a great sale. Time to get in there this weekend and get your spring baits, the big trolling baits, you know, the parachutes and the umbrellas and the trolling stuff, all 40% off of the big spring trolling baits, the parachutes and the umbrellas and the big shad. So stop by and get 40% off all the spring trolling baits at Chesapeake Outdoors and the Bradley Smokers for smoking your fish and game and fowl are on sale for 20% off. Now, Bradley Smoker does a fantastic job. We gave one away at the fall benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition in last September, and the young lady that won it uses it on a almost daily basis. I know they use it at least once a week, so it's a really easy smoker to use. And I think I saw the whole outfit, the table and the smoker, for $4.99. So figure 20% off of that, you're going to save $100. So now's the time to go in there and get your Bradley smoker. While you're there, take a look at the Raven crossbows, the Matthews compound bows, the Bubba blade knives, the Costa sunglasses, the Yeti coolers. And if you're on your way out to go fishing, they've got the largest selection of live and frozen bait in the area, rods, reels, and tackle for anything at Chesapeake Outdoors, and that's why it's the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Chesapeake Outdoors is located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island, Chester, Maryland. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Dave and Gina Levy, they are your host, and they are trained chefs. They're not cooks, they're chefs. And what they create is spectacular. Bread, cookies, pastries, and donuts. Bay Country Bakery donuts. Man, I'll tell you what, there's nothing better on the Delmarva Peninsula. There's nothing better east of the Mississippi. And breakfast at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge is served from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. And, you know, even from 11 till 2, you can get lunch there as well. So when I'm on Route 50, headed to or from the fishing grounds or the beach, my mouth, my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery every time I go. I look for that big pink donut with sprinkles staring at me as I drive down Route 50. It's right there. Pull in, go through the drive-thru if I'm just getting a donut, or go inside if I'm getting you know, a dozen or something like that. But just look for that big donut. Even then, I know I'm going to have a delicious treat. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about big donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might catch Robin and me there someday. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We talked about them being a sponsor for the kids' fishing rodeo down there at Hillcrest Park next Saturday. And, you know, we'd like you to stop in for your bait before you go at Clyde Sports Shop. Why not? Clyde says everything you need for fishing, everything you need for crabbing, everything you need for any type of outdoor activity. Fishing and hunting. They've got the great Browning firearms and other brands of firearms. They've got the, you know, the crab traps with the, you know, topless crab traps. Topless crab traps, Chris. Yeah, they stack. They're stacked. Topless crab traps are stacked.
Say that 10 times real fast.
Topless crab traps are stacked.
Faster.
At Clyde Sports Shop. Oh, no, I'm done. I'm done. They got the trot line. You don't get it, do you?
Kind of.
Topless crab traps are stacked.
Yes, I get it.
Ba-dum-bum. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You get it. They got crabbing and fishing and hunting supplies all day long. Yes. 410-242-6108 is their phone. Is their phone number. Why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just on Beltway Exit 9, Clyde's.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I went fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and it couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me, and one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind.
Hank Jr., I love that song. Let's see, we got Mike in Eldersburg and then Frank in St. Michael. So let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yep.
I need to work. I'd rather be going fishing, but...
I hear you.
That goes. Got to say hi to my mom. She's laying home in bed listening.
Oh, got it. Got it. Got it.
I wanted to ask you if you wanted to hear about... they caught somebody releasing snakeheads in Liberty.
They caught them?
Yeah. Yeah, a friend of his, evidently, he turned them in.
Good.
Where he was releasing them, and they set up like trail cameras and caught him actually doing it.
Jeez. Man, oh, man. What? People are fools. People are damn fools.
I'm telling you, man. If there's pickerel in there now because of idiots like that, it's terrible.
I don't, yeah, I you know, I just don't get it.
No, we haven't caught any.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear they're good to eat, though.
They're very good to eat, from what I understand. Yeah. Are you going down to Harry Tubman next Saturday to get in on the fishing and freedom thing with the snakeheads?
Uh-huh.
I announced that earlier. The Harriet Tubman Center down there in Cambridge is right across from the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge, and they're having a freedom and fishing event down there next week focusing on snakeheads.
Cool. I wonder how long it takes them to get thick once they put them in a place. Evidently, he released several of them several times before the guy turned them in.
God bless America. So, you know, people like that really need to face some stuff.
Oh, he's in really big trouble.
He should be. Yeah, he should be.
He is, man. You can't introduce invasive species into a reservoir like that.
No.
We're all hoping that their favorite food to eat while they're in there is pickerel. Because somebody released pickerel in there, too, and they're going to be a pain in the butt. So.
You know, people just have no regard. They don't understand it. They don't understand the ecosystem. They don't understand why things are done the way they're done. And, you know, I'm sure DNR is pulling their hair out with that kind of stuff.
Oh, but they are.
You know, let me tell you something. Yeah. The snakeheads will take over.
That's what I hear.
They'll take over, you know.
They're getting them pretty frequently in the Potomac from what a buddy of mine tells me.
Yep.
They're having tournaments for them or something.
No kidding. Yeah, tournaments all over the place for snakeheads. So.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, all three of the reservoirs now are filthy with white perch because some idiot put them in there.
I hear you.
So, I mean, there's some big ones in there, boy. They're good to eat. But
no question.
Many of them.
So.
There's just too many of them in there.
Yep. But, well, we don't focus on them. We focus on bass only. You know, and you know, I guess you could go in there and catch some pretty good sized. I mean, I see schools of them when I fish up there. So.
Oh yeah, there's schools of two and a quarter pounders up there. We catch them in the winter right before the lake closes. Like blade baits.
Yeah. Inline spinners like Erie Dearies and things like that.
Yeah, well, we use silver buddies, fishing in like 35.
Oh, blade bait. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got
blade
it.
Blade baits, yeah.
Cool. Silver buddies, man. I haven't heard that for a long time.
Oh, that's a pretty popular lure up there.
Yeah. Hey, do you do email, Mike?
Yeah.
Send me an email about that snakehead guy. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
See you. Take care, Mike. Bye-bye. And then we have Uncle Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, long time no hear from me, I know.
I know. You know, you're not allowed to fish with dynamite in Pennsylvania, but I bet you'd wish you'd had some with you when you went turkey hunting up in Western Maryland, didn't you?
Yeah, buddy. That rock was at least as big as my car, and there was no getting around it. It was a holiday weekend. And I discovered this on Thursday, and they were not going to be back to work until Monday. So, but it was still a good trip. A lot of staring at the campfire, listening to the whippoorwills.
Sure. I got it.
Got a couple things on my mind. First of all, you guys played a song earlier. I believe you played it twice, and I think it was by Roger Miller, that Hoodie Oodie 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 Oodie.
Robin Hood and Little John.
Robin Hood, that's the name of the song?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Well, look that up. It was neat.
Yeah, you can Google Robin Hood song or whatever. I think that's the title, isn't it? Robin Hood song? Can't remember. Okay. Anyway, what else?
Well, the other thing is I want to say hi, good morning to Dave down at the Bay Country Bakery.
Yeah.
And I want to assure you folks, this is completely unsolicited, but I started delivering to Dave's Bakery delivering water 20 years ago, and I have not ate a donut anywhere else since.
Well, I tell you what,
excellence in motion down there. So, folks, do yourself a favor.
We just
bucket list place.
We just got an email from Randy. He said, "I finally made it to Bay Country Bakery last weekend and got a dozen of the root beer float donuts. Just an incredible guilty pleasure. They went fast." Randy and Bel Air.
There's one guy that shows up, and he buys all of the apple fritters as soon as they come out of the
kitchen. Of them?
Yeah, he buys them all.
Wow. Yeah, got it.
But, yeah, folks, do yourself a favor. Don't miss that Bay Country Bakery.
You got it. All right. Roger Miller, Robin Hood and Little John is the name of that. So there you go. Right. All right, buddy?
And then the gun thing with the Virginia Beach.
Yes. Yes.
I have said this before on your show probably 10 or 12 years ago. They can have my gun when they shoot me out of my tree stand.
I hear you.
I want you folks to imagine somebody breaking into your home at 2 in the morning with a gun and you don't have one.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? So I'm very sad by
this
what happened,
man,
obviously.
This man was apparently a disgruntled employee that was no longer with the municipal authority. He was a spokesman for them, as a matter of fact, an engineer. Walked in there with multiple magazines and a 45 caliber semi-automatic handgun and started shooting. Now,
but taking our guns is not the solution, Alan.
No, it is not. No, it is
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
Way to stop a bad guy with a gun is what, Frank? Can we say it all together? Make sure there's a good guy with a gun.
There you go.
And that's what happened. I mean, the cops, you know, the cops were the ones that took him out. So, anyway. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Frank.
Your voice, Sal.
All right. Nice talking to you, Frank.
Robin.
All right. Stop by sometime. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Who is next? Fishing Boats on Ken Island. Good morning. Rick, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Allen. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
First off, I want to agree with the fellow that just left. When I go to sleep, my Glock 40 is in the... next to me, because you never know.
That's correct.
You know, that's for sure. Hey, I'm a hunter, but I'm not calling about hunting. And I used to live in Arnold, and I live over in Queen Anne's County down near Centerville.
Right.
And being retired, I used to drive a school bus over here, and I drive a school bus over there. And you're probably thinking, where in the heck is this guy going with school buses? Well, I go over Kent Narrows Bridge four times in the morning and four times in the evening every day for the past year. And my question to you is, and I've asked a couple of people, I haven't got a good answer. I see, you're familiar with that right there, aren't you, where all the fishing boats are?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what time of the year, I rarely don't see those boats go out. And I'm just curious, do you know what type of boats they are? Are they crabbing, fishing, or? Because I just don't see them go unless they're going times that I don't see them.
Right.
So I was just curious if you know anything about.
You're talking about the boats right there, Kent Narrows or Kent Island?
I'm sorry, I said Kent Island.
Yeah.
Kent Narrows.
Right there where all the restaurants are.
Yeah, there must be. You know, there must be 50 or so boats there, but I just don't see them move. Rarely do I see them go out.
Yeah, you talking about the left side in the marina? You talking about the right side in the little
All the fishing boats on the right side.
The right side, okay. Yeah, a lot of those are crabbing boats, and some of those are the little commercial party boats as well. And they do go out, but a lot of them are more crabbers than anything else.
Oh, okay. When's crabbing season?
That starts April through November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate
they're probably out and back by the time you see them.
Oh, that early then?
They're daylight to whenever they fill their boat or whenever they, you know, because they got markets to fill, especially in the hot weather. They don't want to be out there all day because they can get the crabs to market and get paid for them. So.
In the old days, they had buy boats out there. Do they still have those, or do they?
Don't know the answer to that.
Otherwise?
Don't know the answer to that.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I was just curious. Like I said, I'm a hunter. I'm not too much on the water. You answer my questions. I appreciate it.
No problem, buddy.
You have a great day.
Stay in touch. Thanks, Neil. Bye-bye. Where are we going? Neil in Bel Air. I thought that was Neil.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Alan.
What's up?
A couple of questions. One of them is, the last couple of years where I live, I haven't been bothered by deer. In the last couple of years, I mean, they wipe out my garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a way to keep them out. One of the things I had run across was, you're familiar with milorganite, which is a organic fertilizer.
Milorganite. What's it made out of?
Well, I don't know. It's a process, and it's all organic. But the point is, I saw this online, and they're indicating that if you spread that around your garden or in your garden, it repels the deer. So what it is, it gives off an odor.
Yeah, it's probably the same stuff that is made in a variety of different ways. It's made out of rotten eggs.
Well, this happens to be not rotten egg, no.
No?
No.
Have you tried it?
How they make this.
Have you tried it?
Rotten eggs. It's from composting and that sort of a thing, and it throws off a horrific odor, apparently, and the deer repels the deer. So I wonder if you'd ever heard about that.
I haven't, but I'll tell you who might have, and that would be the guy that follows me.
Yeah, he speaks of it. I don't know if anybody ever asked him that. But anyhow, maybe I'll give him a call.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I wanted to talk about. So I'm thinking about putting up, like, deer netting.
Well, I'll tell you, that's about as effective as you're going to get is the netting. There's also some visual stuff you can put out there. There's these big yellow balls that you suspend from fishing line that have swivels above the ball, and they spin, and they have eyeballs on them. And that tends to keep the deer away. I've heard of that being very effective. So
another thing I saw somewhere, they won't jump into something they're sure that they won't hit it, run into something, or land on something.
Right.
So
yep.
I tried a little bit of that with some tomato cages and some other cages, and that didn't work. They have a long reach as well across the little fence I do have. But you were talking about snakeheads. Now, it's invasive. What is that doing to the native the species in the water?
It is not very beneficial, but we don't know enough. You know, it's spreading faster than we can find out what it's doing to the environment.
Yeah, one of the things I heard way back when, the snakeheads are consuming the other fish and that sort of thing.
Right, exactly.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about was this. In my yard a couple of days ago, I found the front foot of a rabbit. And so what's traversing the area during, I guess, twilight? And
foxes, coyotes, owls, red-tailed hawks, bald eagles.
We have foxes around, so I guess they're taking out a few rabbits now and then.
Yes, no doubt.
Yep. And one other thing you mentioned, Phil called about the guns.
Yeah.
I heard that no member of the NRA has ever been implicated in any of these kinds of shootings. So I'm going to go through that fact. They always want to solve the wrong problem.
Exactly. So.
And this is really, really disrupting to hear what's going on politically.
Well, as soon as there's any type of event like this, the politicians all jump on board and say we need to control the guns.
Well, I listen to you from time to time, and I grew up in the country, up in New York, and I kind of enjoy the things you're talking about.
Well, thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. Look, you have a nice weekend. Let me catch the next caller, and then we have to go to a break, okay? Thanks, Neil. Bill in Towson. Good morning, Bill. How are you? Bill and Towson had to leave us. So let me tell you one more time about Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore anglers and hunters as well. Chesapeake Outdoors has everything you need for the outdoors, fishing and hunting related. And right now, all the spring baits are on sale for 40% off. That's 40% off, nearly half price. The big old parachutes and umbrellas and the trolling baits like that. Check that out, 20% off trolling rods, 20% off Bradley smokers. Now is the season for smoking that fishing game, if you can get it lit. But the Bradley smoker is the way to do that, indeed, and it's some delicious stuff. I'd like to try some smoked bluefish pretty soon. It's very good. Anyway, why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors? They're located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Ken Island, right there at Dominion Road. Chesapeake Outdoors has Raven crossbows and Mission crossbows and Matthews compound bows, and all Hoyt bows are on clearance sale. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, their own T-shirts, guns, ammo, and camo for anything and everything, rods, reels, tackle, and every kind of live and frozen bait. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
Well, last night, most of the storms were down in Virginia. Looks like a fairly quiet Saturday shaping up for us. It's going to be a warm start to June here with a high this afternoon of 87. Low tonight down to 65. Could see a stray storm this afternoon or late tonight. I do think we'll see some scattered storms Sunday, 83. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Clyde Sports Shop. Everything for fishing, crabbing, and hunting. Rod and reel repair, licenses, gun repair, live and frozen bait, crabbing, including those stacked topless crab traps. And we will be telling you more about Clyde Sports Shop as we continue next week. Why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde
Sports
Shop. Go ahead. Sorry.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W